Hi, it's Mario from Caminho Ways, and today I'm going to talk about culinary delights of the Portuguese coastal Caminho. Traveling allows us to explore and enjoy the different aspects of places we visit, the landscape, the people, the architecture, and among many other topics, gastronomy is always top of my list on my travels. I recently cycled the Caminho de Santiago from Porto to Bayona, and besides being able to visit my own country and the beautiful city of Porto, I also had the opportunity to enjoy and to introduce my colleagues to some of the culinary delights and some traditional dishes of Porto and the northern coastal of Portugal. Starting from the beginning, in Porto, the fish that I must mention and which gives the inhabitants of Porto their name, tripeiros, are the tripas à moda do Porto, which basically is a bean stew with pork tripe. It might not sound very good, but it is delicious. This is the dish that most characterizes the spirit of the inhabitants of this beautiful town, which has its origins hundreds of years ago in the 15th and 16th centuries, at the times of the Portuguese discoveries, where people used to give the best meat to the sailors, leaving only the lesser cuts of meat and offal for themselves. They still managed to create this gastronomical delight. The dish that divides the podium with in this town, and perhaps the most well-known dish, is the famous francesinha. This dish, which seems very simple to make but has an important secret, which is the sauce. The francesinha is a sort of sandwich with pork steak, sausage and chorizo, all covered with cheese, which is melted and covered with the sauce, which is fantastic and no doubt the soul of this dish. I have also to mention port wine, world famous and one of the symbols of this city. If you have the opportunity, I recommend a visit to the port wine cellars, where you can taste the famous nectar. On this route, which goes along the northern coast of Portugal, we had the opportunity to pass through some towns, such as Póvoa de Varzim, Esposende, Viana do Castelo and Vila Praia de Âncora, which has a past, present and definitely a future linked to fishing. Therefore, there are plenty of places where you can taste the most varied and freshest fish that can be found at a very affordable price. One of the wonders of this region is also the Vinho Verde, or green wine. Yes, green wine. It is not because of its green. The right translation might be young wine. It can be red, white, rosé, or lightly sparkling. Green wine is undoubtedly one of the symbols of Minho, which is the name of the northwestern region of Portugal. Codfish, we call bacalhau, but in this case is dried codfish, which can be cooked in so many different ways. It's undoubtedly one of the relics of the Portuguese gastronomy, from the north to the south of the country. Fried cod fillets with a delicious tomato rice was perhaps the dish that most impressed my colleagues. A simple but characteristic dish that is full of flavor, which gave us the drive to continue for another 30 kilometers. I could mention many other gastronomic delights, such as the famous pastéis de nata, a variety of seafood dishes that we can find along this route, different types of chorizo, which is also one of the symbols of Portugal gastronomy, as well as papas de serrabulho, lampreia rice, etc. The list goes on. So, as well as the whole adventure and experience that is the Caminho de Santiago, for me it was a very flavorsome trip. For more information on any of our walking or cycling tours, please contact the travel specialists at www.caminhoways.com.